us to do as we choose, because the blessings of the Lord are pouring down and the anointing is here to break it. Every yoke, every stronghold, I believe that. We've said it already. We say it again and believe God. Amen. The Lord's going to do some things for you. Amen. We're going to let God, we're just going to turn him loose and let him go. Is that okay? Amen. All right. If you have your Bibles and you'd like to join us in the scripture, however you may have your Bible, iPad, Blackback book, phone, electronics, I want you to look with me at Genesis 29, verses 16 and 17. Genesis 29, verse 16 and 17. The Bible said Laban had two daughters. The name of the elder was Leah, and the name of the younger was Rachel. Leah, the Bible says, was tender-eyed, but Rachel was beautiful and well-favored. So not only was she beautiful, she was well-favored. God gave her favor, I believe that, in that he allowed her to be beautiful. And let all the women say, that's a blessing. Say it again, that's a blessing. But yet, the first lady mentioned is Leah, and the Bible says that she was tender-eyed. In today's modern vernacular, she was not all that hot. And so, here's what we're going to talk about for a little while. And that is waking up beside Leah. Now, don't make me make the ushers lock the doors, because don't walk out on me right now until you hear the whole matter. But that's what I want to preach. Waking up beside Leah. Would you help me pray? And some of you are feeling like I need it. Hallelujah. Lord, we love you. We call on the name of Jesus. We seek the face and the very favor of God. We ask you, Lord, to bless, to move, to stir up the gift of God within us, and to help us, Lord. We love you, worship you, honor you, and praise you. We exalt and magnify you, and we ask you, Lord, to move mightily, powerfully in the remainder of this service today. Every one of us in here today, Lord, needs something from you, and you know what it is, and we ask you to move in Jesus' wonderful name. And everybody shout amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Amen. So, not necessarily in revelation, but in information, the Bible said that she was tender-eyed, and that's the Hebrew word for R-A-K, rack. And literally and figuratively, by strong implication, it means weak. And so I don't know, and I don't think anybody really knows what Leah had going on. But it wasn't pretty. We know that much. There was a definite difference when it came to the looks of Leah. Her looks are quite the contrast with Rachel, who is described as being very beautiful. Whatever the case, Leah was not attractive. Somebody said maybe when she smiled, she had two teeth in her mouth. One point north, one point south. I don't know. I don't know about all of that. I'm sorry. But Rachel represents beauty, and she represents, and I'll prove this to you here shortly, but Rachel represents to the New Testament the American dream. And I remember the story of John Walsh years ago when he left for work. He left with the American dream. When he left for work, he had a fine home. He had a beautiful wife, and he had a six-year-old son. He kissed his six-year-old son goodbye to go to work that day, and it's probably been some 25 years or so ago, and he has not seen his son since. Of course, course, we know the story is how his son was abducted, and then a couple weeks later, he was found dead, murdered by a pedophile predator. And so I said all that to say this, that the Old Testament was the shadow of things to come. And again, we'll talk about this in a moment, but let me lay a little foundation. And so Leah represented things that are ugly and things that are bad, things that you don't want to become connected to. The last thing Jacob wanted was Leah. But what was the first thing he got? Leah. So, and here's this vast, obvious difference between Leah and Rachel. And so Jacob chose Rachel for her beauty, but the Bible said it was not a blessed marriage. He was tricked into the marriage and ended up with Leah for his first wife. That's Genesis 29. And Laban gathered together all the men of the place and made a feast. And it came to pass in the evening that he took Leah, his daughter, brought her to him, and he went unto her. And Laban gave unto his daughter Leah Zilpah, his maid, for a handmaid. And it came to pass that in the morning, behold, it was Leah. That's when Jacob said, sing, baby, sing. And he said to Laban, his father-in-law, what is this thou hast done unto me? Did not I serve you for Rachel? I served you for Rachel. I served you for the good. I served you for the blessing. Then thou hast beguiled me. You tricked me. And you have given me Leah. Now I want you to keep that thought. And Laban said, it must not be so done in our country to give the younger before the firstborn. Fulfill her week, and we will give you this also for the service which thou shalt serve me yet 7 other years. Jacob was so determined to get Rachel, he worked another 7 years. I'm just going to tell you in country boy terms, he worked his booty off for the bounty. He wanted things. He wanted beauty. He wanted all the things that the eyes glamour for. And he wanted all that stuff. But the real blessing to Jacob, without him knowing it, is going to ultimately become Leah. It was Leah that was blessed of God to have many children long before Rachel could have any children at all. And when Rachel was able to have children, she only had 2. Life lessons finally taught Jacob some things. It was Rachel who died first. The beauty died first. Genesis 35, 16 through 19 says, and they journeyed from Bethel, and there was but little way to come to Ephrath. And Rachel travailed. She had hard labor. And it came to pass when she was in hard labor that the midwife said unto her, fear not, thou shalt have this son also. And it came to pass, as her soul was departing from her because she died giving birth to this child, that she called his name Benoni. But his father called him Benjamin. And Rachel died and was buried in the way to Ephrath, which is Bethlehem. Now, we can preach a lot of stuff here that I've already read to you. But we know she died giving birth to Benjamin. We know that Benjamin became one of the 12 tribes of Israel. But at the very same time, we know that Benjamin was the smallest tribe. At the very same time, we know that Saul came, the first king of Israel, came out of Benjamin. And we know that he failed God miserably. So it's not always what you see. Jacob had Leah, and I want you to hear this now. He said he had Leah buried beside the place where he was to be buried, not Rachel. Because Genesis 49 said, he charged them and said unto them, I am to be gathered unto my people when I'm buried. Bury me with my fathers in the cave that is in the field of Ephron the Hittite, in the cave that is the field of Machpelah, which is before Mamre, in the land of Canaan, which Abraham bought with the field of Ephron the Hittite for possession of a burying place. In other words, Jacob is setting it up to be buried in a very royal place. But that's not all he's setting up. He said, there they buried Abraham and Sarah, his wife. There they buried Isaac and Rebekah, his wife. And there I want to bury Leah. It was Leah who had the child in the direct line and bloodline of Jesus Christ, not Rachel. Genesis 29 says, in 35, and she conceived again and bare a son. She said, now will I praise the Lord. This is Leah now. She said, now I'm going to praise the Lord. I don't have a husband that respects me. I don't have a husband that really loves me as of yet. But it's going to be all right. I'm just going to keep on praising God. And therefore she called his name Judah. What does Judah mean? Praise. When Israel went to battle, what was the first thing they sent out? Judah. Hallelujah. Who gave birth to Judah? Ugly. The one that wasn't wanted. Stay with me now. Rachel represents beauty, bounty, and blessings. And I will say this because I want the Lord to hear me. There ain't nothing wrong with blessings. Nothing wrong with good things from God. In fact, I'd rather have blessings and good things from God than anything else. I don't remember praying for cancer. I don't remember praying to wake up one day 57 years old and 5 years away from 58. I don't remember that. But guess what? It's coming. Hello? Leah is on the way. And so the whole Old Testament was a shadow of things to come. Leah represents life's ugliness, toughness, and roughness. Rachel represents beauty and the blessings of God. What we need to realize is that overcoming, victory, and triumph is not forged from God's beauty. It is not forged from his blessings. When I'm out on the lake and I see the Carolina blue sky and the sun setting to the point that I even want to take a pic, that's a blessing. And that ain't forging me to be stronger. That's not forging me into a 2-hour prayer meeting that day. That makes me want to sit back and eat a ham sandwich on the lake and drink some more iced tea and say, thank you, Jesus. So it's not Rachel that forges growth. But it's the ugly. Sometimes you just got to wake up beside Leah. Now I'm going to tell you where the message came from. My pastor called me yesterday and was telling me about the house burning and all of that. And he said, honestly, he said, Brother Marshburn, we're okay. He said, insurance is coming through. Red Cross has been here and all of that, and our people and our church and people across the nation. He said, I called Brother Foster to let him know so he could share it with everybody. And because you don't want to be on the phone 24 hours a day discussing your house just burning down. You just want some time alone with your spouse and work it out and get over the emotions and things like that. And so he said, we're okay. And then just began weeping. And he just couldn't quite get it together, you know. And he said, my wife's broken. He said, but we're okay. And then I started weeping. I'm trying to encourage him. I felt like my house burned down. But he said, you know, the strangest thing happened. I said, what happened? He said, Anthony Mangan called me. And he said, he calls Anthony, and Anthony calls my pastor, Wayne. And so he said, Wayne, he said, let me just tell you something. Anthony's crazy. He just does that. He said, let me tell you something. He said, blessing's going to come out of this. The anointing of God's going to raise you up. You're going to be used like you've never been used. God's going to take you places you've never. You're going to see things. I I wanted to interrupt Brother Huntley and tell him to have Anthony call me every now and then. And so, and Brother Huntley said, of all things, Kenny, he stopped me right there and he said, can I tell you about a sermon I heard? Brother Huntley said, I'm watching my house burn down. I'm standing there in my socks because we didn't even have time to get our shoes. He said, and my house is burning. He said, traffic is blocked, people everywhere, rescue squads, fire trucks, and Anthony Mangan wants to share a sermon with me. And so he said, sure, share it with me. He said, man, I heard this man preach the other day, and this is all I heard was the title. And he said, sometimes you got to wake up beside Leah. And he said, Wayne, he said, that fire, that destruction, all that nastiness, all that dirty, all that smoke, all your grandbaby's pictures annihilated, your shoes, your clothes are gone, all the memories, your wife has completely lost her mother now. Her mother died, and now she's lost everything to do with her mother. She feels alone. And he said, but you know what? Leah represents ugly, and Leah represents bad. But and you woke up this morning, and you woke up beside Leah. But let me tell you something right now. The blessings of the Lord are going to be forged through the fire. The anointing is going to fall and break the yoke. And the Spirit of God is going to move. This is not what you ordered from God. This is not what you thought you wanted. This is not what you were shooting for when you went in the ministry. This is not what you wanted to be connected to. This is ugly. This is ugly. This is hideous. This is not God. What are you doing? How did you beguile me? Why did I wake up to this? Hello? Hey, sometimes you got to wake up to Leah to find out that God is what you need and that you've got to trust in the name of Jesus. There's two marriages that I tried to give counsel to this week, and I tried to let both of them know that you need God in your marriage right now. You're in a desperate strait and you need God, and you need to be in Landmark Sunday morning, and they're not here today. Hello? What did they do? They woke up beside Leah and they saw the need and they saw the ugly and they saw all of that, but they have no intentions of doing much about it. They just want to talk about it. Hey, when you wake up beside Leah, it's time to go to the house of God and say, Lord, I need something. I've got to have something. I'm not going to let you go until you bless me. I'm not going to let you go until you anoint me. I'm not going to let you go until you give me the desires of my heart. Brother Huntley hung up with Anthony Mangan. A few minutes later, somebody came over and tapped him on the shoulder and said, sir, this is Red Cross right over here. And they informed me to come and get you, that they need to talk to you. Brother Huntley went over and he got in there and sat down. They began to talk. And he said, this little old gal, he said, I'm just telling you. He said, she was a mess. She's just a mess. I said, what do you mean? He said, well, she had this hanging from her ears and she had all of this and she had tattoos everywhere. And she looked at me and she said, pastor, she said, we're Red Cross and we're here to bless you. We've got gift certificates for stores and we can put you in a motel and we can buy you some clothes and we can send you here and you can get this and all of that because we do this at Red Cross and we're going to try to help you. We want to bless you right now. He looked at her with tears in his eyes and he said, thank you so much. He said, but honestly, he said, the people, we're encouragers and we're blessers and we've got people that are blessing us and they love us and they're coming through for us. He said, share all of that with people that really need it worse than we do, that don't have anybody to help them and all of that. And he said, young lady, what is your name? And she looked at him with all those tattoos and jewelry hanging out of her ears and nose and everywhere else. And she said, oh, my name is Leah. Brother Huntley said, did you know that's a Bible name? He wanted to say, Anthony Mangan just told me about you. She said, yes. yeah, I heard that. My mom and dad, they told me that was a Bible name. That's all she knew. But her name was Leah. What are you doing, God? I'm speaking to you. I'm telling you. Sometimes you're going to wake up by the dirty. You're going to wake up by the nasty. And you're going to wake up by catastrophe. You're going to wake up in sickness. You're going to wake up in financial stress. You're going to wake up broken. You're going to wake up, hey, and that's when you need to call on the name of the Lord. Because the Spirit of the Lord is saying, I can fix this. I can do this. This is my job. This is what I do. You've done for me. You have worked for me. You have loved me. And I let you wake up beside Leah because I want to show you what I can do. Somebody lift your hands and let God begin to show you what He can do. You can't do this by yourself. You're not going to make it alone. You're not going to survive on your own. Your own human intellect is not going to get the job done. I don't care how many vehicles you buy. I don't care how much money you spend. You'll never set yourself up because Leah is on her way. And one of these mornings, you're going to wake up right beside her. It would be good to know you got a relationship with God that will carry you through. The Lord spoke to my pastor and said, you settled down and be all right. Hallelujah. You never would have done this for yourself, and so I'm going to do it for you. I had to get the old out and bring you something new because you never would have done it for yourself, and so I'm going to do it for you. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, young people, Leah is there because God wants to do a greater thing for you. Hallelujah. In the long run, like Jacob, you're going to see exactly what God wanted for you. Thank God for Rachel. I love the blessings of God. I love it when I got a little money in my pocket. I love when I'm driving a new vehicle. Who wouldn't? I love the home I live in. Who wouldn't? Hallelujah. But that home could burn today. It could be burning right now while I'm speaking. My car could be devastated. It could be totaled out. I could lose a loved one today. Listen to me. Hallelujah. When that happens, I need to know I've got somebody that can make it better. I've got somebody that in the long run can take me somewhere and show me what it's all about. I wouldn't have given you a copper penny for cancer to my throat and to my nasal cavity and so close to the brainstem that they couldn't even operate because it would have taken my memory away. I wouldn't have given you a copper penny for that. But you asked me today how much it would be for me to sell it. And I wouldn't sell that experience for all the gold in Fort Knox. Why? Because when I woke up with Leah, I began to call on the name of the Lord. And step by step, the Lord took me somewhere. Step by step, the anointing broke the yoke. Step by step, God gave me a miracle. Step by step, I'd step out dragging my feet from treatment. And my doctor would walk up to me and say, would you please pray for me? And I'd lay hands on him and pray for him. I can't sell that. I can't walk away from that. And I never would have experienced that had I not woke up beside Leah. Amen. I'm preaching to somebody today that woke up beside Leah. You're confused. You don't know what's going on. You don't know how it's going to come about. You don't know what it is. What's the deal? I love God. I live for God. I tithe. I give. I share. I care. And then all of this, what's going on? You woke up beside Leah. That's what's going on. Now you got to take the Lord by the hand and say, Lord, what are you doing here? What's up? What's going to come out of this that's going to be so fantastic? What's going to come out of this that's going to be so awesome? What's going to come out of this that's going to be so anointed of God? What's going to come out of this that's going to break every yoke and stronghold? Are you with me right now? I feel faith growing. I feel the anointing ready to break some yokes and bondage. It's time for the anointing to break the yoke. Amen. Feeling sorry for myself will not break it. Amen. Waking up and missing church because I feel bad will not break it. Amen. Turning my face against God and turning my face back toward this world will not break it. What the only thing that's going to break it is my confidence and my faith and my trust in the name of Jesus Christ. Sometimes you got to wake up beside Leah. You got to wake up with cancer. You're going to wake up with blood clots in your lungs. Amen. Why? So you'll finally hook up to a Bible study with a preacher in his office. And then he prays for you. And then on your way to the hospital, something happens. And when you get there, the doctor diagnoses you and tells you there's nothing wrong with you. We can't find a blood clot anywhere. That just happened this week. That man would not have been in my office had he not woke up beside Leah. Sometimes you're going to go through financial stress, marriage problems, homes burning, land loss. You're going to go through death. Very close friend of mine last week lost his wife, and I'm telling you, he lost something special. I could see it in his eyes when he was stood in my kitchen and shared the story with me. And he cried. He left. He went to go spend some time with his boys, and they're taking some kind of a motorcycle trip, and it was his goal before his wife passed away that they would cover all the 48 states and of the lower region, wherever that is. I don't know. I don't understand all that. But he took off to finish. He had 4 or 5 states left and took his boys with him. And he texted me. He said, "We're out here having a good time with the family." He said, "But it's not the same without my buddy." I texted him back and I said, "Robbie, you just keep that trip up with your family." I said, "Chris is in a better place than we are, but I know she misses you too." I said, "But I can't hardly wait for our reunion here in just a few days. Here just shortly, the rapture's going to take place and we're going home." I said, "Robin, I want to see her hug you to pieces. I want to see her hug you absolutely to pieces." Praise God, it must have worked because I didn't get another text. They must have got on a motorcycle and took off. Hallelujah. I hope they did, and I hope it was encouraging. Amen. This world is not our home. This world is full of Leah. It's full of ugly. It's full of devastation. It's full of hurt. It's full of jail. It's full of prison. It's full of hospitals. It's full of everything like that. Why would we want to live for this when we can eventually find the blessing that lasts forever? Somebody help me worship the Lord. God's speaking to somebody right now. You're going through something. I don't know what it is, and it does not matter. But I'm telling you right here, right now, my God is able. You woke up beside things that are bad. You woke up beside things that are tough. These things aren't here to break you. They are here to make you. Stretching doesn't happen in the blessing. Comes in the struggles. Until a muscle struggles, it don't grow. Relationship with God is what you're going to have. Revelation is coming through Leah. Refreshing is coming through Leah. Renewal is coming through Leah. Sometimes the Lord just comes in and just sneaks Leah in there. You wake up saying again, "Sing, baby, sing." There's got to be something pretty about this. Because there are things that have to be learned and received and then acted upon. Hallelujah. Just as Leah gave birth to Judah. Hallelujah. When you wake up with Leah, you need to learn how to forge your praise. Hallelujah. When you wake up with Leah, just give birth to worship. Give birth to say, "Lord, I'm human. I don't get it. I can't see the future 1 inch beyond my nose. But you know exactly where my life is headed and what's going to be done. And I want to just praise you right now. Amen. I know it's going to be all right because I serve a God that's all right, all right. I serve a God that's got his act together. I serve a God that owns the cattle of 1,000 hills. I serve a God that knows where every gold nugget is. He knows where all the oil reserves are. He knows where the natural gas is. He knows where everything is and how to get it to me if I need it." Amen. And so I'm just going to praise the God that knows all of that. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. When you wake up with Leah, you need to learn how to hug on God. Praise God. She might have been ugly, but she was the most blessed. The most blessings came out of the ugly and the bad and the harsh and the tough. 7 more years. Hallelujah. Life things can be ugly that way and uncomfortable, but out of them can come the greatest blessings of all. Why? Because greater is He that is in me, not around me all the time, but greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. All things, Micah 7 and 8, all things do work together for those that love God. Hello? Rejoice not against me, O mine enemy. When I fall, I shall arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me. We're not necessarily rejoicing over hard times. We don't do that. I mean, I couldn't have run the aisles with cancer if I wanted to. You were here. A lot of times I couldn't even sit through all the service. I probably missed 7 or 8 months of church lying on my couch. And so we're not necessarily rejoicing over hard times, but the hard times teach us to rejoice over them. You hear me? We're not rejoicing because they're here, but we are rejoicing over them. We will get over this because we will rejoice over them. Hard times teach us to rejoice past them. The hard times teach us to rejoice through them. Amen. Anybody wake up with tough times today? Trouble? Amen. Did you wake up with the don't know how to's? How are we going to do this? Did you wake up with an impossible impassable? Ready for Leah to show you where the blessings are? The blessings came out of Leah. And now the blessings come out of Judah. And Jesus came out of Judah. One son was the bloodline. And the other son, he led us to praise a whole tribe of it. Praise God. Let's stand together. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, He said, "Come unto me, all you that labor." You've been working hard. All of you that are heavy laden, you've got heavy responsibilities. But even through all of that, if you woke up with Leah this morning, I can give you rest. I can give you comfort. Hallelujah. Jesus let it all unfold. Trouble, trial, tribulation, situations uncontrollable. Just to let us know, I got this. I got this. And the part I like about it is, He did not restrain him from marrying Rachel. Why? You may go through some tough times, but the beauty is going to come out of it. I feel the Holy Ghost wall to wall and treetop to top. And now I'm wondering if there's anybody that would like to lock hearts and hands with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Because of what you're going through, you need the help and the assistance of a master.
In the midst of my storm-tossed life,
you need the assistance of the anointed.
There's an anchor.
You need the spirit of a God that loves you, cares for you.
That I can cast my faith upon.
And He doesn't just keep blessing you to
Jesus
keep you.
Jesus,
but sometimes He allows us to wake up with
vessel,
Leah.
So
to just let us know how desperately we continue to need Him. And I want Him to know today, some of you aren't waking up with Leah right now. Some of you, the blessings of God are pouring out like crazy. And if they are, I suggest that you get close to God right here. Get close to God right now. And maybe, just maybe, Leah can be held off a while longer because the Lord sees how much you honor, how much you respect, and how much you appreciate Him. Even though the blessings of God are flowing freely, And that the anointing is here, the power and the presence and the goodness of God is here. Come on, come on. Cry out with me. Lord, you're great. You're holy. You're mighty. You're powerful. I feel your presence. I feel your goodness.
He gives me peace.
I need you, Lord.
In the midst of the storm. In the midst of a storm, tossed life. Oh, there's an anchor.
There's a rock. There's a rock
that I can cast my faith upon.
Yes.
Jesus rides in my vessel.
Yeah.
In the midst of my storm, there is peace. In the midst of,
come on, somebody, feel it.
A storm,
sense it.
Tossed life.
He's telling you right now, I've got this.
There's an anchor.
I've got this. You just keep doing what you're doing. I've got it.
That
I'll take care of this.
Faith upon.
By the time I take care of it,
Jesus,
you're going to understand some things.
In my vessel,
you're going to thank
so
me for the blessings.
No,
but you're going to want to be buried by Leah. Because it's Leah that's forging you.
My
it's
God,
Leah that's making you. It's Leah that's developing your ministry. It's Leah that's letting this thing unfold. It's Leah that's taking you and making you strong. It's Leah that's building spiritual muscles you never thought you would see. Hallelujah.
Oh, there is peace.
Oh, yes.
In the midst of my storm, tossed life. There's an anchor. In the midst of the storm.
If the rain is falling, lift your hands. If the storm is raging, lift your hands. For the mercy of God can be found in the midst of the storm. And the Master can speak to it and say, peace be still.
Let the power of the Holy Ghost.
Glory and honor. And the blessings of God are coming back. The anointing.
Anointing.
The anointing.
Fall
the anointing.
On me.
Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost.
Anointing. Fall on me. Anointing. Fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall.
Talk in it.
Fall on me.
Pray in it.
Let the power of
worship
the
Holy
in that Ghost fall on me. Anointing fall.
Feel
Jesus.
It. take it home with us. God richly bless you as you're dismissed in Jesus' name. Shake hands. Be friendly. Meet a new friend. Greet our guests and our visitors and let them feel a warm welcome from Landmark. Early tonight for prayer. God bless you and thank you for being in the prayer room this morning.